Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Cedars in Lebanon. We're so excited to have you here today. It's such a great honor that even after this very long break, you decided to come back here and listen. We are so lucky to have you. Today's episode is going to be a very special one, as you've probably already seen from the title of the episode. So it's going to be very, very fireful and powerful. Yeah. But before we continue, now would be a very, very great time to share the link to someone you love. And, you know, share the link on your statuses, on Instagram, your stories, on Twitter, tweet it on WhatsApp, on your status, on Telegram, to a friend, email, if possible. Yes. So today's episode is titled As Many As Are Led. And today with us, we have a very, 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 Jesus, my God. Even, I cannot even begin. We have a very special guest with us. We have a very special guest with us. And she's here to by the help of God, help us open this topic the more. So I'll give her the opportunity to introduce herself. Yes, Ma, you can go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sharon. I am a Nigerian. She didn't know that.
Yeah, they should know that.
All right. And I'm a med student. Okay.
Shaya. She's a doctor in the making. My God, it's not easy. It's not easy. And she's also a woman of God. I don't know. She's a woman of God, you people. I'm telling you the truth.
Please.
She's a powerful woman of God. I'm telling you the truth. I've had the very, very, very rare privilege to be very close to this woman of God. I tell you, on a daily, I eat.
Please.
I eat balanced diet, both physically and spiritually.
Please.
My spirit is fed. I'm sorry. Oh my God. But we thank God. We thank God. Thank God for the grace and the opportunity to be surrounded by such graces. Amen. Yeah, so today's episode, of course, very, very interesting, very, very important, very, very needed, especially in our days when, you know, everyone is listening to somebody, everyone is being led or being carried by the wind or carried by, you know, doctrines that, you know, the world is putting together for us. So this is a topic that is very important and should be talked about. As many as are led. So a couple of people probably know the scripture that this episode title was coined from, which is Romans chapter 8 verse 14 that says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they shall be called the sons of God." So we're going to start being led by the Holy Spirit. Like, I mean, we've had an episode on the Holy Spirit, by the way. If you've not listened to it, it's episode 2. It's titled This Best Friend. It's a very good start before coming to this episode because, like, it will give you more insight and light to who the Holy Spirit is and should be to you. Yeah, so continuing from there. Yeah, so being led by the Holy Spirit, why is it, or first of all, what does it mean, right? What does it mean to be led by the Holy Spirit, and why is it important? Do you think it's important?
Of course, it is very important.
Okay, then why?
All right, thank you. I would say being led by the Holy Spirit, to me, let me just put it in like simple terms, mm-hmm. is basically hearing the voice of God, mm-hmm. and not just only hearing, but obeying. The work comes more from obeying. I mean, basically, you can hear the voice of God, but do you follow it? Do you obey it? So it's like hearing and obeying the voice of God. I'll put it basically that way.
Yeah, wow, Jesus, that's deep. I told you before, you eat. Let's diet. Sorry. Yes, that's wow, that's very true. You can't say that you're being led if you're not obeying the voice of God. So why is it important? Like, why is it necessary to hear, to be led, right?
All right. I would say it is it is important to be led because of, like you said in the beginning, in our days right now, like in our generations, we're like a lot of voices, like in a world of so many voices. Whose voice are you listening to? Whose voice are you obeying? And once we are listening to the voice of God through the help of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. it helps us in our daily activities not to like stumble mm-hmm. and not to fall. Mm-hmm. Like it's how do I put it? It's really important because I mean, whatever happens in the physical realm has mm-hmm. firstly been settled in the spiritual realm. Yeah. So if you are keen in the spirit, you mm-hmm. definitely know what is like going on or what is about to happen or whatever obstacles like the devil is trying to put in your way. So mm-hmm. to avoid like all those stuff is very important and good to listen and obey the voice mm-hmm. of God.
Yeah. Well, yes, so that's so true. I totally agree. It's very important to hear the voice of God, like she said, because it's such a distinct world. What's the word? The world is blind, let's put it like that. So it's very important to, you know or have that advantage of sight through, you know, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, and so that you will not stumble. So many stumbling blocks in this world and so many voices. But yeah, I think that's just so golden. Wow. Okay, so yes, we've settled the fact that it's important to be led by the Spirit of God. This is something that we hear a lot, right? So how would one be led? Like how does it happen? Is it just a
no,
the Holy Spirit holding your hand?
All right. That can actually happen. It can actually happen. But yeah. I mean there are like many of us, like we have different ways,
mm-hmm.
Different methods, different means through which God speaks to us. But from the different method means, I would say there is one that is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word. The word of God. It is very important. Some people say, if I have not seen it in a dream, then it's not happening, yeah, or something, then it's not serious.
Yeah.
But the word of God, everyone will be led by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And most people get led through the word of God.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. My God, that's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely so true. The word of God is your ultimate, your first and final object of instruction. Literally, it's that message that the Lord has given to us to basically live this life. We have so many definitions of what the word of God is. I've heard there's a manual for life. It's a map. Hey, I've heard many things. It's a manual for life. It's a map to, you know, living on this earth. Is love letters from God. Like, mm-hmm. the word of God should be your food, basically. The word of God is very, very important in being led. What else? Like, well, how many? What? Oh, brother. What?
Okay, let me just, like, give, like, few of this thing. You know, mm-hmm. Okay, let's say by the word of God, it's in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, that says, this book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth,
mm-hmm.
but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for mm-hmm. then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see, it didn't just stop at meditating.
Yeah.
It tells you what will happen to you after meditating,
mm-hmm.
after keeping the book of the law in your heart. And the book of the law is referring to the Bible.
Yeah.
So being led
mm-hmm.
through the word of God is not just only reading but also meditating the word of God.
Yeah.
Take time to meditate the word of God.
Yeah.
I would also say that being led is not only reading and meditating. Like,
mm-hmm.
after you read and meditate, do you go to the word to do it? Are you the doer of the word?
Mm-hmm.
Are you only the hearer alone, or you are also like active doer of the word? It also depends if you are also like actively doing the word, like what you learned from the word.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there to be doer of the word.
Yeah, wow, that's absolutely golden. Like, that's so true. Are you a doer of the word? God. Hey, question, Jesus. That's a question for somebody. Are you a doer of the word? Because it's very easy to sit down in church and shout, word! Science preaching facts. Oh my God, like that word today was so powerful. And then on Monday morning, you're doing the exact same thing that was preached against on Friday night. You're doing the exact same thing that, you know, been encouraged to not do. So are you a doer of the word? Does the word have that much effect on you that, I mean, the word carries power to transform. So it's you that now decides that, oh yes, I want to actually be transformed by this word, and I decide to actually do what this word is saying. So it's not just enough. I think we even talked about this in the episode about the word. You should also listen to that, by the way. That the word, you can read the word from now to somewhere. There are people who finish cover to cover,
I'm telling you,
and actually,
you can't even say one thing that you remember exactly, or that you are putting into practice.
Exactly. So it's not of any use to you if you are not putting it into practice. So I think that, yes, that's very, 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 very important, especially like the way you give the definition. Like, it's like being led by God is not just hearing from God, but it's also being is also obeying.
Yeah.
That is like in the word. Yes, the word. So the word is like the ultimate, is that fine, not just final, but first, right? But what other ways would you say is possible to hear from God? Because I've heard so many stories.
You know, I would also say that, should I say hearing from God is like we grow.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a process. Let me put it that way. We grow, I mean, there are some people that maybe the angel has appeared to them in a dream. And they say, my son. I would just say that being led by the Spirit, we don't necessarily have to hear that when God was calling Samuel. It necessarily don't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, through the word, the Lord speak. Through our dreams, God speak. And, you know, there's a spirit in man, which is the Spirit of God. And then I will try to, like, portray it from in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. You know, it says, chapter 2, verse... Should I start from verse 9 now? But it's going to kind of be a long read, so...
Please, by all means.
I should go ahead from this line. All right. Yes, it says, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Then it goes ahead to say, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. I mean, the revelation was gotten from the Spirit. If you don't even have the Spirit first, how will it be revealed to you? How will you know?
It's true.
And then it says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And the Bible clearly tells us that the Spirit of God is inside of us. So we're like carrier of the Spirit. Our flesh, so to say, our body is the carrier. You know, the Bible even talks about our body being the temple of the Lord. So, like, we are carrying the Spirit of God. And it says, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. So you really want to know God's mind about a particular thing. You really want to know God's, like, what is God saying about a particular thing. And then, come on, it's the Spirit of God that is definitely, because we only know the heart of God through the Spirit of God. So
that's deep.
How are you actively feeding your spirit? I mean... And then we feed our spirit through
the word.
And what? Fasting.
Yeah, okay.
And then praying. Fasting is also important.
Yes.
Very we feed important. Our spirit through the word, fasting and praying. So, like, you want to know the mind of God about something, after you read the word, you pray. After praying, I mean, add some fasting to it.
Add some fasting to it.
Add some fasting to it.
Please. Some fasting to it. Yes, most definitely. That's very, very true. That's very, 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 very true. So what would you say about like people who, for example, someone would say that they don't know if it's God that's speaking to them. They don't know if, I mean, they're confused. I think God said this, I'm not sure, or something said, or maybe it's my mind, or all of this. Yeah, like, I mean, they've not seen this in a dream. It's not everybody that will have dreams.
Yeah, it's not everyone that have dreams. Yeah,
there's no dreams. But and it's not everyone that will hear a loud audible voice. And it's not,
of course,
that, you know, somebody, a prophet to prophesy to them. No, but yeah, like, how do you know? Like, not just how you like, know how you like, how do you differentiate? Should I say, if it's the voice of God, or your voice, or some other voice?
All right. Firstly, I would say, what you heard.
Mm.
Is he going along with what is in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I would say, what you heard, does it correlate with what the word has taught us?
Mm.
Firstly, and you know, in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 16, that says the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also the theme for this thing says for as many that are led by the spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. Mm-hmm. First of all, we have to recognize the fact that we are children of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then the spirit in us,
mm-hmm, will bear witness.
Is bearing witness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the spirit in us is definitely bearing witness. So, and most especially, what you read is your spirit at peace with it.
Mm.
One way I personally know, like, is this God speaking to me? I try to check if I'm at peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
If the spirit of God inside of me is at peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said in the beginning, in a world of so many voices, there are a lot of voices. Mm. I tell you, there are a lot of voices.
True.
But there is that one voice that brings peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one voice that brings hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one voice that there's that one voice that brings comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that what the spirit is bringing?
Mm.
You should ask yourself that in terms when you're trying to know if it is your mind, like we say, that is speaking to you, or if it is the spirit of God. And also, I would also say, does it also correlate with the fruit of the spirit?
Yes, that's very
the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah, so that's absolutely so true. I remember, yeah, one time I was reading a book, I think by Kenneth Hagin, and he was talking about how to know, like, how or to answer people that, you know, normally think that, oh, is this my voice, is this spirit's voice? And he said that once you gave your life to Christ, you became one with the spirit of God. So many times, if it's not the voice of the accuser,
mm-hmm,
right, it will be the spirit of God. So if you are one with God, many times he will speak through your own spirit. I remember the very first time I realized that God was speaking to me, God, the joy, because I did not know. I remember feeling with, that's how God speaks. It was very, very surprising and just very exciting. And it was just something that was a joy to hear. And yes, I also think that it's important to note, right, when it comes to the peace of God, it's peace in that you know that this is what, you know that this is what, you just know, there's a knowing, there's an inner witness, like, yes, you said, the spirit bears us witness. So even when, because I've had many times, this won't happen, I know I'm not alone. Many,
yeah,
that you're fighting, like, you know, like, you don't want, you're like, no, but you know in your deepest of heart that truly this is what the Father is saying about this at this point. And whether I like it or not,
you have to be.
Yes, I have to be. So there's just that peace about it. There's just that you just know that this is what God wants for you. So yeah, that's very. So yeah, now we're going to the importance, like not just the importance now, but the different directions in which being led by the Spirit of God can help us and give us wisdom for life. So first of all, the one thing, or the very first thing that the Spirit of God deals with, especially when, you know, you receive the Spirit, the power to overcome sin. how would you say that the Holy Spirit helps us, right, to overcome sin?
Yeah. Firstly, I would say, and I would take us back to the Word of God.
Yes.
The Word says that whatever I kept in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Mm-hmm. So firstly, I feel if like we actively read the Word, I'm using the word actively because are you alive and aware when you're reading the Word? Yes, or you're just reading it to pass time? So like if we actively read the Word, mm-hmm. and then we try to be the doer of the Word, like we have said, we keep the Word of God in our hearts, we know what the Word says about sin. So if you definitely keep the Word of God in your heart, then you try not to sin. Mm-hmm. And as put it, like recently a friend of mine was discussing with me of how he got very angry at some certain set of people, mm-hmm. and then the fact that he understood what the Word says about anger is not the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. After the whole raging and getting angry at them, the Spirit that bears witness in him, let me put it that way, pricked him, and he actually went back to apologize to those people, even though those people were clearly at fault, but he still went back to apologize. I mean, if the Word of God can like prick us that way, like can actively
pinch you,
exactly, can actively pinch you like that, then if you definitely keep the Word of God in your heart, you will not sin against God.
Yeah.
I believe that way.
Yeah. And also, like, that scripture in Galatians 4 says that walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The Bible actually even says in the verse, in the next verse, that the flesh and the Spirit are two very contrary things. So if you're walking in the Spirit, there's no way you can fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh, there's no way you can walk in the Spirit. It's like two very different roads.
That does not...
You cannot... It does not join together. Yes, so it's very important. Stay in the Word. Be active and conscious of the Word to overcome the power. Some people really, really think that sin has so much power. Sin is only as powerful as you make it or as you hide it. Should I say sin thrives in darkness? Sin thrives in, you know, secrecy. And the Word of God is light. Literally.
In light, so exactly.
When you bring it into the light, which is that Word of God, you are literally killing the power of sin. It's not to say that sin does not have power. It has power, but it has no power over you. It has no power in light. It has no power in light. Thank you. It literally cannot thrive in light. So... yes, it's very possible to, you know, overcome sin by being led. What about direction and guidance? This one is one that even me, I know I need. How does the Spirit of God, how does being led by the Spirit help in giving direction for life? Guidance in life. What to do? Next steps? What next?
This is a very deep question. My God, this is deep. For life.
In life and through life. Because, honestly.
You know, I would say, or let me rather put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible, it says that, I'm just paraphrasing right now. I'm not quoting it according to the way it is in the Bible. Mm-hmm. But it says that, for you shall hear a voice behind you saying, go this way, this is the direction, something like that. So, I mean, if we are like actively feeding our spirit, and then like through prayer, the Word, and fasting, like I said earlier on, definitely we will definitely hear the voice of God that gives direction, and we are not going to stumble on whatever path he asks us to take. That is the sure thing I know about from God. I mean, God can be trusted.
You can
put all your eggs in God's basket.
Basket does not have holes.
I'm telling you. So like, once you hear that voice, funny thing, at times saying, why we question that, did I really hear the voice of God about this thing? That it seems as if that process is difficult.
Yeah,
then you begin to question, was it really God that said go this way? Was it that? But like they used to say, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
There is light. He is light.
The darkest hour
comes before the morning.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it's so true. With God, there is no misstep. With God, there's no mistake. With God, there's no... How is that thing? What's that thing people say? God cannot mismanage your life. Like, God cannot mismanage your life. He cares too much about you to... There's something I said recently, that God will show you the first and last bus stop. And he will leave out the process. He will leave out the middle. And so you get to a particular stop and you begin to ask, should I have gone?
You know, should I have done? Actually, even happened with the disciples. He said, yeah, leave all your things and follow me.
And they never knew they're going to.
I mean, he never knew like the,
it was going to be that. I mean, but with God, you can always be sure that he has the best. He has his best. He gives his best to you, and he gives his best
and does his best,
and he does his best for you. It's a life with God is not, there's no regrets in a life with God. So yes, like you said, the word prayer, fasting, very very important, very very important to be able to be led by the Holy Spirit. I think that it's just such a beautiful thing to be led by the Holy Spirit. So, like, finally, how would you say that being led by the Spirit has helped you, blessed you in life? Like, has there been a situation where, you know, you were trying to dip your leg in the water?
Testing water. It's really, really beautiful how the Holy Spirit does this thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really beautiful. Literally, it's in ways you yourself don't even imagine. Like, yes, yeah, you're not even expecting him. So like, yeah, it's in ways you don't expect. So I would say how the Spirit of God have personally led me or helped me, rather, so to say, is like, I remember one time like that, I was like really in a confused state, and then I was asking like a lot of questions, a lot of questions. Trust me, trust the process. The process is difficult. It was a difficult thing, and God was saying, "This is it." You know that one when God said, "This is it," and you go back, "Abba, why?"
Wait, please, another one.
Abba, why? True. And he said, "This is it." And trust me, at the end of it, oh my God, it was so beautiful. The thought God have towards us is are not of evil, to lead us to an expected end. The ending was beautiful. And then at the end of it all, I was thanking God. I actually obeyed. And like, I was thanking God for even the process, because even through the process, it modifies your life. Like, it has a way. Yeah, it reconstructs like whatever that, like whatever remodeling, reshaping that has to be done. It does it. And then at the end of it all, I was really thanking God that I obeyed. So they say obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
So
people
of God, please try and obey.
Obey.
When the voice is speaking, please try and obey. The process will definitely be difficult. You will question if it is God, if you heard clearly. But I'd rather obey and see what happens after my obedience than not even obey at all.
And begin to see if I had.
Even if I had exactly.
Yes. Like, wow, that's so true. So it's very, very important to obey this voice of God. I mean, we've seen many situations. I mean, a few days ago, we were actually talking about the perfect and permissive will of God, and how, you know, because of human, or because we're human beings, and human beings just like to do as they like. Sometimes, there was one of my pastors actually one time that used to say that sometimes he just wonders that angels just stand and look at us and be like, "This human self. God is telling you go like this, and you're doing what is your
fault?" Yeah, today they seem mindful of them. merciful father.
Such a merciful father. Like, if the Lord is leading you in a particular direction, it's very important to understand that He has already seen something you've not seen. He already knows the end from the beginning, and only Him can, you know, properly guide you and lead you in that direction. So that's such a beautiful testimony. Thank you very much, Mark. Yeah. So we've talked about in this episode how to be led by the Spirit of God. We've talked about the first and the final authority as believers, which is the Word of God, in which we find everything that, you know, we need for life and godliness. And we've talked about prayer too and fasting. Please, I think it's also important to know that fasting is not just staying away from food. It also involves the things you're doing while you're fasting, while you're literally waiting upon the Lord. How are you waiting? Are you spending your time having conversations you're not supposed to have, or
Instagram
and TikTok and TikTok and sleep and sleep, because
sleep.
Yes, so like, or movies, like, what are you
some of us will be fast and be checking time.
Thank you. Is it 6 years? Jesus. Oh my God. But yeah, so you have to fast with intentionality. If not, then just don't eat food, or just eat your food, seriously, because if you're not doing it, then you're honestly just wasting time. And also being led by the Spirit of God, I think it grows over time. I think you mentioned,
yeah, like that. it's a process.
It grows over time. So the way the Holy Spirit, I don't say the manner, it's not the manner that changes,
and it's not the manner. I would say don't confine, should I say don't confine God in a box.
So true. I remember that verse in Isaiah that he said that, mm-hmm, behold, I forget the former things, right? Mm-hmm. Behold, I am doing a new thing.
So if you think that the way God spoke to you the last time is same method, the same, mm-hmm, pattern is going to use the next time, mm-hmm, then no, you will not get the 100%, like, yes, the same, because you will keep waiting for Him to use the former method.
And He's
while God is saying, you know, so what, let me introduce my son to this new method.
Thank you. And just like, and God is a God of variety. He's constant. He does not change, but He's a God of variety. Mm-hmm. He's very dynamic in His working. So yes, being led, you actually grow over time. You become more sensitive to the voice of God. You become more, should I say, sharp. Your senses, especially if you spend time in prayer and the Word, mm-hmm, and fasting. Add fasting as well. And fasting, you become sharper. You become more sensitive to that voice of God. So if today you see some man of God or someone that the Lord is using so mightily, hearing God, and you're just wondering, will I ever hear God like that? It's very, very possible for you to hear God. And also, hearing God is not just confined to the church, or just for, you know, the church. You can hear God concerning a particular country or a solution to a particular problem.
It's not our day-to-day activities.
Yeah, day-to-day activities. From little things, it becomes big. There's something I was thinking which day. I was like, wait, the inventor of the HIV virus, I want to believe he's God. So why don't we have a cure yet? Like, God, will you not reveal it to a man? Like, seriously, because many of the inventions we see these days were things that I believe all ideas come from God. Mm-hmm. Seriously. It's just the enemy that uses them as tools, right? Mm-hmm. But, and so things like that, you can walk into a room, they're discussing a particular thing, and the Holy Spirit drops an idea, and you said it, and all of a sudden,
that's just it.
That's all you need to, you know, rise to a particular level or something. So it's not just confined to, you know, just people believe that it's just in the church, just for church, or just for. No, it's your all round. You need it everywhere. You literally need to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah. Do you have any last things to say to anyone or everyone? Or to me?
I think I will just end with this Bible passage. What should I say? Verse now. That says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And then, you know, we say we are like, when the sheep fold, and like we are all following a leader. We know how the sheep, they follow like the shepherd, right? So you know how we say the sheepfold, they follow like a particular shepherd. Yeah, the verse in the Romans verse 8 that says, "For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are called the sons of God." Firstly, I will say, we have to be children of God, firstly, and then we have to be in a like sheepfold to allow the shepherd to lead us. I mean, God left the 99 and went for that one. If you think you've strayed away so much and you think, oh my God, I can't go back to God, I've really strayed, trust me, the Father's arm is widely open.
Always.
He's eagerly waiting for you.
Always.
Go back to God. The more you stray away, the more difficult it becomes for you to go back. So I would say for us to actively hear the voice of God, we have to like be the children of God. And I think I've mentioned this too much. The word prayer and fasting.
Oh my God. You know, yeah, true.
Basically it's that way. And please try to attend a good church. I don't know how to put it. Because
Jesus.
The church has a way in feeding us.
Yeah.
The church we attend has so much impact on our lives.
Yes.
So attending a good church also would help us in great ways. So I'll just end by saying accepting Jesus.
Accept Jesus.
To be very honest, accepting Jesus, leaving everything and following Jesus. That is the only way, because Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. He is the only way.
The only way. Wow, that's so beautiful. I told you people, balance diet, love shade. God is good, though. Anyway, thank you so much, our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for listening up until the end of this episode. We really, really hope that you've been blessed. If you've been blessed, please do well to share. Do well to listen again, because the truths that have been shared in this episode cannot be overemphasized, and they're relevant for not just now, but also for your tomorrow, for your future. Yeah, so thank you so much, Ma, for being with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you too.
Yeah, and thank you so much, everyone, for listening once again. See you next week, Monday, where we take another very interesting topic. Have an amazing, amazing week, and I love you so much. Bye-bye.